All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. It's Christmas week. We hope that you are in the Christmas spirit. Alex Keery never came home from Las Vegas, and so we're going to just kind of let him have a couple of days to himself. I have, in the meantime, though, hanging out with me, I've got Abe Sloan. Abe, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for filling
in. Thank you. Yes, Ethan, it's a pleasure to be here. Long-time listener, first-time hoster, so happy to make an appearance here tonight.
Listen, we're going to talk about a lot tonight. We're going to talk about the upcoming weather problems we're going to have. We're going to talk about some major Christmas news. But first, we have to talk about what's been going on today down in Las Vegas.
Yes, terrible.
So shocked. I mean, so shocked at what is essentially a horror movie scene. Apparently, a 24-year-old woman, Lakeisha Holloway, drove down the Las Vegas Strip, driving up and down, pulling up onto the sidewalk, pulling off again, eventually hitting 38 people, killing one of them. I was astonished by that.
And the thing that jumped out to me is this was not just one, you jump the curb and hit some pedestrians and hop out of your car and you're shocked. This three or four different locations along this road, she's mowing, running over pedestrians.
Yes. I mean, just you're right. Yes.
Deliberately doing that.
Mowing them down. That's the right word.
It's terrible.
I'm shocked only one person was killed.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you consider how crowded those streets are, I think a lot of us have walked that very location, and it can be very busy depending on the time of night, you know, and to do that once, I mean, obviously something is not right in her life. In fact, the police officers talk about, possibly being upset about custody with her former husband or the father of her child.
Yeah.
An argument there. But
Sheriff Joe Lombardo talked a little bit about the charges this woman is going to face.
We are going to start off by filing one count of murder with the use of weapon.
We're not 100% ruling out the possibility of terrorism. The intentional act that occurred on the boulevard is going to be very hard for us to explain.
Well, it can't be explained. I think, though, the more we know is, as we've learned today about this person, who she is, what her history is, it seems like for it to be something terrorism related, that's
right.
Becoming less and less likely.
Yeah.
She was apparently living out of her car for the last few weeks.
Yep.
Who knows what was going on?
Yeah, this was something that, you know, it maybe just hit her at the wrong time when you're driving your car. I mean, road rage is something that comes to mind when I think of this. When I read this article, I thought, you know, this was an instant where something flipped in her mind, and all of a sudden she happened to be in a car, which was terrible, unfortunate. And that's when she decided, you know, to act on this impulse, thinking about her child and this custody issue.
Interesting. That's an interesting thought. You think that it may have just been spontaneous, like road rage.
Sure.
Something in her snapped.
Sure. Sure.
Because we see people do that we see road rage instances where seemingly normal people will suddenly snap. In that moment, something will happen. Maybe you felt that before, not taking it to any kind of extreme, but maybe you felt your pulse quickening, your thoughts becoming violent, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's hard to explain, you know, and the officer in that soundbite we heard talked about maybe being an act of terrorism, but certainly this is just a woman acting on her own and a woman who really needs some help and has really made a bad decision, a mistake that she will regret her whole life. And her 3-year-old daughter is in the car with her when this is happening.
Could you believe that? To do that with your daughter.
Yeah.
This is, again, Sheriff Joe Lombardo talking about what they know about what she was doing.
The video obviously shows intention. We haven't determined to the exact fact what the motive was. We believe that she had some disassociation with the father of her child. We don't know the exact percipient event that caused her to snap.
So it's interesting. They could tell from the video, from the surveillance video, obviously, their cameras all along
up and down the
Las Vegas Strip.
Yep.
I would bet that, you know, purse cameras per square foot, Las Vegas would rival any other city in America, perhaps any other city in the world in terms of surveillance.
You're not going to get away with a lot down there.
Well, they'll at least they might not know who you are, but they'll at least have video of you doing it, you know, depending on the angle. But it's just, I mean, I could not believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, 38 people. I mean, 38. One of them killed, died in this incident, and, you know, 37 injuries ranging in seriousness. But, you know, like you've said, three or four spots along the strip here where one of the witnesses talked about seeing her kind of slow down, almost like she was thinking and maybe looking for opportunities where she could cause the most damage.
And imagine what it would be like to be out there, to maybe be sitting out and eating at one of the outdoor cafes there at the Paris, or just out taking a stroll, like so many of us have done innumerable times. Just you kind of walk up and down the strip. Here's what one witness had to say.
It looked like she wasn't even trying to stop the car. She had both of her hands on the wheel and was looking straight forward.
And the funny thing to me, at the end of this, she drives about a mile away from the last incident and reports herself, turns herself in and says, hey, you need to call an ambulance. She pulls into a hotel and tells a security officer there, hey, you need to call the police. I've hit several people.
I read that police were shocked at how calm she was. She completely took responsibility for everything. She said, yeah, this is what happened. This is what I did. That was me. She was completely calm. She didn't seem agitated at all. I saw one report, and the toxicology is still out, right? We still don't know if she was driving under the influence of anything.
Sure.
But I know at least one police expert that was at the scene told the media that he suspected that that might be a part of this, that there might be some kind of chemical here.
Right, right. And unfortunately, that would help explain this, you know, this terrible incident.
Yeah.
When something like this happens, I think what could have been done to prevent this, and really not a lot. There's not a lot that Las Vegas can do, a city can do to prevent this sort of thing. It's terrible. It's unfortunate. It's terrible. There's not another word for it.
You can't explain it. This is one of those things where you can't explain. I think this, we throw up the terrorism concept because that's the context in which we see a lot of violence these days.
Sure.
But we're always looking for some way to describe this. Drunk or high or
an explanation.
Right. Some context to put this in. Not to excuse the behavior, but it helps us understand it a little bit.
Absolutely.
More. That there cannot possibly be a fully sober mother with her child in the car. A fully sober, fully there mom would not make a decision like this.
Sure.
We can't accept that.
Sure. And it does speak to the difficulty that it must be that certainly this woman is experiencing the frustration and the difficulty, and this doesn't excuse the behavior, but to be so frustrated with this child custody arrangement and how things are going to act out in this way, you know, you've really got to be frustrated with that and just not thinking right. You know, maybe under the influence of alcohol or other drugs, like you say.